Hey, what's up, guys? It's Richie from Boston. I am sweating my butt off because it is like 80-something percent humidity right now, and it's hot. And all I got is that fan going over there because I refuse to run the air conditioning. I just refuse to, so whatever. I haven't made a video in a little while because I'm working on a massive video for Jailbreak that I hope can actually bring some common sense to regular people. I've done it in the past. Some got a good turnout, some didn't, but I'm risking the channel because it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't. And I believe this is what the video entails. Stuff like this right here, you know, riots everywhere being censored, homeless Americans, including children, are being ignored while migrants are getting all sorts of money. I'm basically explaining to people as succinctly as I possibly can that this isn't a mistake. It's not politics. It's bad politicians. It's liberals. It's right wingers. This is the New World Order happening right now. And I'm trying to explain it as professionally as I know how. How about this? How about this? I'll let you hear a little bit of it. What do you think of them apples? Before I start this video, I'm going to explain something just really quickly. As an American, as a white, straight, God-fearing man who is also a veteran, and comes from a long line of veterans. This video is not my genre, but this video, anybody with a platform that lives in America should be making a video just like this, because if this plan continues to get played out as it is being played out right now, there won't be anything left. Videos won't make any difference. Your clout won't make any difference. Monetization won't make any difference. We're in under attack right now, and people are waiting to vote for the next guy to somehow save us, and that's not the case. That's all I got. Enjoy.
All right, quiet on the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
This is a video I wish I really didn't have to make, but I cannot sit here with my eyes closed, my fingers in my ears, and my mouth sealed, pretending all is well. The World Economic Forum in 2020 put out a proclamation, and they accompanied it with a video, which you're watching right now, and it's called The Great Reset. The World Economic Forum has decided that the entire world needs a great reset, where they set everything back to zero, and they have three main goals. And you can look up all their goals on their website, but their goals are ridiculous. It's just basically they want to track and trace you like they did during the pandemic. And they basically want you to own nothing and be happy. Everything would be on a subscription service. Like leasing a car, you'd be leasing your refrigerator. You'd be leasing your place to live. They basically want to take over the entire world, and their video that you're seeing right now shows how they would do that. Now, back in 2020, this was a harbinger of things to come, but now in 2024, the Great Reset is happening all around us. Now, let me explain that to you in case you don't understand it. Now, bear in mind, this is the most important thing that everybody that's watching this video will ever hear and ever experience in their lifetimes. This isn't fair porn. This is just noticing what's obviously happening now. The World Economic Forum came to the forefront basically when the pandemic dropped, and a guy named Klaus Schwab came out and he wrote a book called The Fourth Industrial Revolution, and you can get it on Amazon in an audiobook format, Kindle, or a hardcover, and you should definitely read it because these people basically want you as serfs. They will be the royalty, just like back in the old days, and everyone else will be the peasants unless they play ball. But their biggest problem is, in their opinion or in their estimation, there's way too many people on the planet. And they need to get rid of that, and they also want to get rid of borders. You know, borders between countries. How do you conquer all the nations of the world at the same time? Militarily, it's really not possible. But using fear and pandemics and economic crashes and other tactics, we're literally seeing it happening right now. like this, for instance, in the United States.
We're in big trouble here. I mean, these are two of the most dangerous gangs on the planet. They are prison spawn gangs. They come out of the muck and the slime of these South American prisons, which are their stronghold. They are on the lowest rung of the evolutionary ladder when it comes to organized crime. That means they're all strictly street crime, which is dangerous. They bring with them just mindless, knuckle-dragging violence. They kill with knives and machetes. MS-13 is well established. They're going to be the more dominant of the two gangs. They've been here for quite a while. And as you say, Dana, we knocked them down in the late 2000s with just an international effort. But now they're coming back in and they're reestablishing themselves. And that bodes ill for law enforcement across the country. We're going to be living with this crime wave for decades. And I believe that Venezuela is emptying their prisons deliberately and sending these people up here, just like Castro did in the 80s.
Who in God's name needs a weapon with 100 rounds in a chamber?
High-capacity chambers still yet to be explained, but one of the many plausible answers is, how about the guy who lives in the apartment complex that's now overtaken by the gang of Venezuelan migrants you let into this country? You know, the ones patrolling around with the assault weapons that you hate so much.
So what you're seeing right here is actual LOL security footage of armed Venezuelan gang members that are literally going door to door in an apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado, taking over the entire place, forcing people that live there to pay them to continue living there, or assaulting, robbing, and throwing them out. These people are literally under siege, and the police and government are doing nothing about it, and the media is basically trying to pretend it's not even happening. Shocking, but true.
Governor Jared Polis's spokesperson told the New York Post that the concern over that scene is largely just a feature of the imagination of Aurora City Councilwoman Danielle Jarinski, who's speaking to media about it.
So elected officials are trying to put this out there because it's a serious issue. And the police are aware of it, but the people above them, the shot callers, are saying it's a figment of their imagination. It's not even real.
Aurora police say they are investigating, and the men in this scene are believed to be members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. Whatever happened at this particular scene, it was not friendly. This apparent break-in was right before a shootout happened, leaving one person severely injured. And this is by no means a rare or isolated event. Denver has received the most migrants per capita of any major U.S. city. Over 40,000 of them have arrived since the end of 2022.
Now, this is really strange because the same people that have absolutely flooded our country with undocumented illegal aliens, people that are entering the country illegally, are being picked up, put on buses, and then sent straight out to the largest cities in the United States. And that's been going on for quite a while. And I actually went down to Texas to the Mexican border, and I spoke with the Border Patrol, and I spoke with the National Guard, and they didn't have a problem with each other. The only problem was they couldn't understand why these people weren't being turned away or why they weren't being allowed to do their job as Border Patrol or National Guard. These migrants, these illegals, mostly men, and that's a fact, were being put on buses, given money, given hotel rooms, and given all the amenities you would expect being a United States citizen, even though they're all undocumented. And almost all of them, as soon as they reach the United States or whatever country they're invading, throw their passports away. So there's no way to know who any of them are.
Where are you guys from? What country?
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
India.
India.
Where are you from? Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
Turkey. Okay.
India.
India. Where are you guys from?
Turkey.
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 Turkey. Where are you guys from?
China.
China.
Ecuador.
Ecuador? Where are you guys from?
India.
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 Iran.
Iran.
You're all Iran. Yes. Why'd you come?
No freedom.
No freedom?
Yes, in Iran. Iran is a dangerous country.
Oh, that poor guy. Iran is a dangerous country, so he had to come all the way to the United States. The problem with that is there are non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that before these people illegally cross into our country over our border that nobody defends, they're coached. They're told what to say by NGOs. And that's a fact. And I will show you that exact proof very shortly. But you have to understand, notice that these are all men. Every once in a while you see a woman, but apparently it's just all military age men from all walks of life being funneled into our country. If we didn't want them here, we could stop them. It's just that easy. If any other country had a problem with Americans just nonstop crossing into their borders, coming into their countries, raping, killing, doing all sorts of illegal things while they have no idea who we are, I guarantee you the people of that country would take up arms. They would stop it. But in America, everybody's just waiting on voting on the next guy. Listen, this has been going on for a long time, and it's intensified in the last several years for a reason. For a reason. So real quick, before we move on, let me explain what NGOs or non-governmental organizations are doing. Okay, so how was that for a sneak preview? I haven't added any music yet, which I want to make it as enjoyable for someone to watch. You know, like, oh, this guy's editing sucks, because some people are absolute idiots like that. I want to try to wake up as many people as humanly possible. Chances are Jailbreak's going to get taken down because of it. Migrants. But I don't care. It is what it is. This has to be put out there. And this documentary is going to be about an hour and a half long. So that was only 10 minutes of it. And I've been working my butt off on it. And it is hot, man. It is hot. And here's a funny thing. Remember I showed you my weather station the other day and that odd anomaly was on it? That happy little fellow right there? Well, whatever it is, it hasn't gone away. And it's not affecting the weather station's ability to pick up the weather. But this anomaly is right here. So I asked my father what he thought it was. And he said, it's just picking up something in the sky. And he left it at that because, you know, at 77 years old, he don't want to give an F anymore. You know what I mean? He's lived his life and he shouldn't have to put up with this stuff. And it's what kills me the most is I'm leaving in a day or two. I got to go meet up with all the people that I told I would meet up with, which is several. And I got to spread this message face to face with some people that could actually do something if they were so inclined. But it's astonishing how well they have divided everybody, man. Everybody. It freaks me out. When they couldn't get whites and blacks to fight, because that would have been a good civil war, they just did it with gays and LGBTQs. So immigrants, if you're gay, or if I decide to wear a wig and grow some boobs and say that I'm a woman, I've got more rights than I do right now, which makes no sense. Instead of them going, yeah, Mr. Comito, you've got some serious mental issues, you know what I mean? 56 years old, now you identify as a woman, what's wrong with you? Well, you know, smarten up. It's not what they're doing. So we're living in a really strange place, but it's all intensifying. In this video that I'm making, I cover the World Economic Forum, how on the 19th of August, Charles Schwab thought it was a good idea to throw out four major events are going to happen before the November election. That's what I said before he said it, but then he said it. You know what I mean? So it's just crazy, crazy, crazy. And speaking of weird, wacky things in the sky, check this out. I got this email from a subscriber in South Africa. He said, hey, Richie, my daughter took the following video here on a farm close to Bilsteel in Limpopo Province, South Africa. It clearly shows the two sons with the corresponding lens flares. She actually mentions there's a third one to the right of the two clear ones. She speaks Afrikaans, which is a lot like Dutch. So if you want me to translate, just ask. Taken with an iPhone 14. Crazy times, indeed. Now, in case you don't know, an iPhone 14 can actually take footage of the moon really well. It's creepy, crazy technology, and it can get the sun. So here's what she sent me right here. So peep this out. So that's the moon, I'm guessing. And that's the sun. And then she zooms in on it.
She's not speaking. And then what do you know? What do you know? Look at that, huh? Isn't that strange? But there's more. And there it is, still halfway in the clouds. There's no reflection. It doesn't work like that. And her lens flare is showing two artifacts. These two means the lens is also seeing two objects. Boom. So somebody's catching this in Ohio. Somebody's catching this in South Africa. Yeah, something wacky's going on. So where I live, now all of a sudden our weather stations are picking up the directed energy or whatever it is they're shooting through the skies. There it is right there. And people are picking this up all over the world. Seems like farms are good places, you know? I don't know what the deal is, but whatever. And some people are like, that's just lens flare. No, it's not, actually. It's not. If that was a lens flare, the lenses wouldn't be showing the two items, as you can see right there, right there. See them? One, two. One, two. One, two. Yeah. This is real. And it's disconcerting. And if you recall, back in the day, I said, when they finally pull this, they're going to pull everything at one time. Everything at one time. They're destabilizing our country, something serious. See, she thought she had a third son, but that's a flare. You see how the camera's not picking up that third item? That's a flare. Those, let's just stick with the two suns in disguise, because that's creepy. But there they are. And it's funny. It's funny, you know, in a terrible way. But this is how I started my YouTube channel, and it's all come back around. How crazy is that? The first major thing that actually made me start taking off on YouTube was the patent for the sun simulator. One other dude found it, sent it to me. I put it out there, and it's been on ever since. So be ready, people. Be ready. I leave playlists to all the survival videos I've ever made for a reason. I'm talking, this is September. September, October, November. We don't have much time here. Something horrendous is going to happen. And now they've got the military muscle that they need in the form of these immigrants, because we don't know where they are. We don't, you know what I mean? We don't know where they are. They're literally flying them all over the country. I literally put in this video documentary the senator from Georgia that went to the airport in Georgia and found a secret hidden room guarded by NGO officials and United States Army soldiers, and then they claimed they weren't there at all. They wouldn't let the senator from Georgia into the airport to see all the immigrants that they were secretly shipping every place. Those guys, if the U.S. Army was guarding them, they're going to a military base and they're being trained. So pray up, pray up. The Bible told us, the Old Testament said that these people would spread like locusts, and it's exactly what we're seeing right now. At any rate, Richie from Boston, I'm out.